We are on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're trying to find at this point sources, hints in the Torah for the Rabbanim to make Shnius. So we're up to the fourth wide line. Rav Yehuda Amar Mahacha. Rav Yehuda says that the source for the Rabbanim to make Shnius came from the following pasuk: V'izein, and he made handles. Izein is a lashon of ears. A keli that has ears means it has a handle. The chiker, and searched, tikim shalom harbe, and he established many parables, meaning he explained a lot of the Torah in different ways, going on shalom ha-melech. The amr ulam rablaz akadim shabar shalom ha-is the Torah daimah l'kvifa she'en lo'as mayim. Before shalom came, Torah was like a basket with kvifa. What did he say kvifa is?
Handles.
What? What's the word?
Basket.
Basket without handles. Acha bashleima, by making rabbinic laws, asala esnayim, made handles. Rashi. Izein lashon esnayim, beis achiza, place to grab it. Zamer be'erivin, lima dasa sa'am. Shleima melech taught the world, the lay nation knowledge, the agmara b'simonei. Taima. He taught them the issue of remembering through simonim. He taught them mnemonics, to make mnemonics to remember, the azber but the dummy. And he explained things and things similar. Gomer milsa mi milsa, taught them how to learn one thing from the other. The hizr al divrei seifrim, and he warned people to keep rabbinic law, k'duchsiv yaisim ahim abini yizar. Be more careful, yizar b'divrei seifrim yaisim b'divrei taira, because people take drabanan lightly. He said, be careful more than the raisis. The gazer al ashniyas. And Shloimeh is the one that made the Shnius L'Arayah, at least the first set. We will see later on that there's a bunch of sets. At least he's the one that started the concept of Rabbinic Arayah. Asnayim Shokupa, candles of a box, basket, Lechos Behem HaKupa. Mishtamerish Loitipo, and it watches that the basket shouldn't fall. You hold it by its handles. Achanami Adei Shnius Misrachkim in Arayah. Shnius, by adding another layer of erva, people realize how far they have to keep away from erva.
What's the difference from Maisa if it's an Ismachta or the Rabbanan decide on their own?
We went through this yesterday, I thought. Some Rishayim learned every Rabbanan is an Ismachta. And some Rishayim learned there are two levels of Rabbanan. One that they saw a hint in the Torah to make, and one that they made their own Zera.
There's no practical application, right?
No. Dr. Gemara Baita.
He's saying, what letter we need?
Create handles.
No, but since he made listen, he's in from
food. He's in comes from a handle. A handle is an ear of the basket.
No, but since he Kahelis, what does it mean?
I think he made handles. I think so. I don't know. I didn't look up Kahelis. What does Artsko say it means? See, you're thinking about isn't as ears.
Right.
We're saying a handle to a basket is its ear. Looks like an ear. Don't think of my writer. Rabbi Shammer Mahacha. The Rashi says like this. Pasuk says Pireyu, which means make it bigger. That's what Rashi learns. Al Tavarbay, so you shouldn't transgress it. Stay me alav Vavar. Turn away and pass by it. The Rashi Pireyu, Higdileyu, it's supposed to be, the Isser. Some say reveal the Isser, the heights of Olive, and some say make the Isser bigger. Initially, Taberboy, to my godly Pera. Right? When your hair grows long, it's called Pera. So Pera means growing bigger. So Pereyu, make the Isser bigger. Expand the Isser so you should stay away from it. The purpose of rabbinic Isser is to keep you away from a Deraisa. Adding the layer of Shnias was supposed to keep you away from Erva. Because you realize even more is Asser, so the chances for you to get past that is diminished. Dr. Gemara Vaitre. Amar Ravashi. Mashal Ravashi Lamar Dabar Daima. Now he says a mashal to what Shnias does. The Adam Shemeshamer Paradis. Person who's watching an orchard. Meshamer Bibachot. Kula Meshamer. If he stays on the outside, so he can watch the whole orchard. Meshamer Bibachnim. If he's on the inside watching it, Shalfanav Mishtamer, Shalachav Eina Mishtamer. It seems that when he's on the outside, he can watch the whole thing. But on the inside, automatically there's some in front of him and some behind him. But on the outside, he can be in the back, and he can see the whole orchard in front of him. Because on the inside, part of the orchard is out of his visual field. Therefore, he won't be able to guard the whole thing. Same thing is true over here. If you're already handling in the Arayas, it's very hard. If you can get away from the Arayas, the Shlias, it keeps you away from the whole thing. So the Gemara Bhadra Ravashi Barusihi or Bedusihi, it is a, what does he translate, Bedusa? Mistake? Error?
Fiction?
Fiction. The Hasim Shulfan of me and Mishtamer. There, if you're in the orchard, at least you're watching a good part of it. Hakla Yiloy Shnias Pagaber Gagufa. Without Shnias, you do not have any guard. Therefore, Shnias is even more important than standing on the outside of the orchard. Rashi? No Rashi. Rav Kahana Amar Mahacha. Rav Kahana says the source of Shnias is the same source for all rabbinic law. Ushmarta mes mishmarti. Watch my
charge. Safeguard my charge.
Sorry, excuse me?
Safeguard my charge.
I didn't hear you.
Safeguard my charge.
Asum mishmeres l'mishmarti. Make a gate, make a mishmeres around what I span. Rashi, shmartem es mishmarti, gabi arayis ksev. But the truth is, this is used for all rabbinic things. But the Torah, charge the rabbanon. Keep, make yourself a mishmeres. Keep my charge, make something around it. From here we learn now that you don't make exera l'exera. Because the Torah said, watch my charge. Don't watch your own charge. Meaning, don't add layers upon layers. Just make one layer around it. If it's a pasuk, mishmartim es mishmarti, isn't that biblical? That the Gemara, deraisa pirshu rabbanon. It's a deraisa, but the rabbanon explained it, what it, when to do it. But the Gemara called Tairanami pirshu rabbanon. Everything we have in the Tairan Rabbanon explains. And with Rabbanon across Machtabam. Again, this is not a mitzvah deraisa for the Rabbanon to do this. It's a hint to the Rabbanon to make a mishmeres around the Torah. Again, what decides what's a hint and what's a drasha, I don't know. But the Gemara explains it's not a real drasha, so it's not biblical. The Rabbanon saw a hint here that they should expand the Surim in the Torah to guard people from transgressing them. Okay. Now we're going to take the next Gemara slow. It sounds more complicated than it is. The Gemara is now going to start listing Shnias. Ultimately, there'll be 16 or 17 Shnias. 16 or 17 women that the Torah person banned the person from marrying. First we'll have 8. Then we'll have 2 more, or 3 more, and then we'll have 6. Another 6 added.
These are
all rabbinic arayas, meaning they're not biblical. Biblically, a person's allowed to marry them. Rabbanan added them to keep people away from arayas. I guess.
It works if they do it.
What?
It works if they do it.
What do you mean it works if they do it? Yeah, absolutely it works if they do it. It's only rabbinic. Tana Rabbanan Mahin Shnias. Who are the Shnias? Okay, number one. Aim Imai. The Torah says a person cannot live with their mother. The Torah never banned the person from living with their grandmother. A person can live with their grandmother. Theoretically, can marry their grandmother. The Kedushin would work. The Torah never said it's an erva. Rabbanim felt, to strengthen the erva of mother, they added the layer of grandmother. Also, Eim Aviv, father's mother. Now, right, there is no erva midoraisa of any woman that's biological. Well, I shouldn't say that. Father's sister is aser. But the Torah never asered a grandmother that's a father's mother. Rabbanon added it, and the Gemara explains because once they wanted to aser grandmother, they included all grandmothers. Really, Eim Aviv is not a real shnia, not protecting an existing erva. Eim Imai protects Imai. Eim Aviv protects who? But since they said grandmother, they went across the board and said both grandmothers. Mother's mother, father's mother.
Technically, the Rabbanon have the power, I know Dr. Harris said it was Kedushin Tosin, do they have the power to say Kedushin not Tosin?
Yeah, but they didn't do it.
But they could do that, right?
They didn't do it.
Could the Rabbanon do something stronger than the Torah?
Well, the Rabbanim can do it because called the Mekadesh Hadayit the Rabbanim Mekadesh. We find it throughout Shas that sometimes Rabbanim remove the Kedushin because you do Kedushin on Da'at that they agree. Now, why didn't they do it by every Isser? I don't know. But they didn't do it. They did not say that if you marry a Shnia, the Kedushin is not Taifas. They didn't say if you marry a Lav, the Kedushin is not Taifas. The Taifas says it's Taifas, they left it alone. Rashi, Amy Mai. Imai Ksiva, Imai is written in the Torah. The gods of Rabbanan al Imai, Rabbanan were guys on his grandmother, he's actually Yivkab Imai, so he shouldn't come to live with his mother. The gods of Nami Be'im Aviv Mishim Imai. Father's mother was included because of mother's mother. The Abhagav Digzeru Ligzeruhu, even that, that's a second step, and remember we said that we don't do second step to Rabbanan. Here, we answered grandmother on mother's mother, because of mother. And then we added father's mother because of mother's mother. Isn't that a second step? Something Gemara Kedamar Lekaman, so the Tavai Ima Rapsi Karalu, with one Zera. They're both called grandmothers. So in order to keep the Zera, they said grandmothers are Aser. They didn't do it as a two-step process. One grandmother and then Aser the second grandmother. They said, in order to preserve the Isra of mother, we're Asering grandmothers.
Why doesn't it say that?
What?
Why doesn't the Gemara say mother of your parents?
Because it's two different women. So the Gemara is separating, tell you it's two Shnias. Something Gemara Vayter. Urban Shnia number three. The Eshes Avi Aviv. Now, father's wife is a Deraisa. Grandfather's wife is not Usher. Right? So theoretically, Yishmol can marry Terach's wife. It's his grandfather's wife. Came along to Rabbanan and said, to preserve the Isser of father's wife, we ask her grandfather's wife. The Eishes Abi'imai. And therefore they answered the mother's father's wife. Now, even though that's not preserving a direct deraisa, but again, they answered grandparents' wives. So once they did one, they did the other because they both go together. Rashi, Eishes Avi Imai, Avi Aviv, Eishes Aviv Haksuva. That's to protect Eishes Aviv, which is written. The Eishes Avi Imai, the Abagav, the Eishes Avi Imai, Gzerim, Mishim Eishes Avi Aviv. Even though it should be like a double Gzerah, it's not. The Tavayu Abba Rabba Karluhu. They're both grandfathers. It's grandfather's wives. The Hilkah Chodahu. We view it as one. They banned grandfather. Grandfather's wife. So far we have four. Four Shnias. Mother's mother, father's mother. Father's father's wife, mother's father's wife. Now we move on to number five. Now, biblically speaking, and this is the Gemara in the sixth parak, it is prohibited to marry a father's brother's wife, an uncle's wife, father's brother's wife, if it's the father's paternal brother. The Torah only bans biblically a father's paternal brother's wife. Biblically speaking, a father's maternal brother's wife is permitted. So, if Reuven's father Yaakov has a paternal brother, that wife would be Aser biblically. If Reuven's father has a maternal brother, not a paternal, it would be Mutter. Came along to Rabbanan and said, Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'em. They banned a father's brother even if it's maternal. And that was to protect the father's paternal brother. To say, every one of a father's brother's wives are Aser. By making it across the board, they're protecting the one that's biblically Aser. Rashi, Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'em. The Min HaTorah, Eves Achi Avich Ha'ksev. Torah says, father's brother's wife. V'aminu L'kamam B'aboyim V'imtoy. And later on in the sixth parak, we will derive. The Bachi Aviv Min Ha'av Mikum Ishtoy. We're only talking about a father's paternal brother. Avo, im hoya achim shel aviv min ha'em, if it was only his maternal brother, tayyeh, it would be permissible. The gazu rabbanan alam mishum eishes achi aviv min ha'av. The rabbanan were geyser on a father's maternal brother's wife in order to protect the father's paternal brother's wife. So far we have five. Here comes number six. The Eishes Achi Ha'em Min Ha'av. Now, biblically speaking, a mother's brother's wife is not Aser. So theoretically, Reuven can marry Leah's brother's wife. Leah's his mother. Her brother's wife is Mutter. If she's, right, the brother dies. So Reuven can marry his aunt. This is an aunt that's permissible. It's his mother's brother. So they decided they would ban a mother's paternal brother because a mother's paternal brother has a paternal side to it. So therefore they felt, you should remember that paternal is biblical, so they expanded it to include a mother's paternal brother. They did not answer a mother's maternal brother, because that would be like a step further. Again, they answered a father's maternal brother's wife to protect the father's paternal brother, and they answered a mother's paternal brother to protect the father's paternal brother. Both of these were made to protect the father's paternal brother's wife. One was to answer the father's maternal brother, and one was to answer the mother's paternal brother. That's what they did. But they did not answer, at least at this point, the mother's maternal brother's wife. That they didn't answer. They didn't go that far. Can I just finish this? For anxious achir amen av. Dr. Rashi. I just like with Dr. Rashi. Dr. Rashi is anxious achir amen av. Can Naphtali achir yecheved merliyot? Naphtali is Yecheved's wife sharing the same father. But not the Isha. Asur la Aaron. Aaron is Yecheved's son. Mishum shniya. The other guy, the anxious achir amen like Siva. The Torah never mentions a mother's brother. Rabbanan made Gzeira Hechad Avi Achi Imai Min Ha'av when it's a mother's paternal brother. Gzeira Mishem Achi Aviv Min Ha'em the Havi Nad Mishniya Ve'ikit Tzad Av. It's a Gzeira because whenever there's a paternal side, either a paternal father's paternal, mother's paternal. V'loi Min Ha'av. I'm sorry, Avimai Naftali Achi Yechad Min Ha'em V'loi Min Ha'av. But if it's only a maternal, that'll be a shaila in the Gemara. A mother's maternal brother, is that included or not? So basically, they expanded a father's paternal brother to a father's maternal brother and to a mother's paternal brother. The question is, do they also include a mother's maternal brother? That's the shaila the Gemara will deal with later. So far we have six. Six shniyas. Yes, Abram.
Wow. So how do these things work? I should really ask this. If I have smucha, I should ask this.
The Gemara in Temura asked this kasha. So when you learn Masechtas Temura, the Gemara is three blot, I believe, on the sugya of Yavid Le'Mahani, that we see many things do work, and the Gemara goes through all of them. Right, the Gemara asked those questions in Temura. It's a whole sugi in Temura. There are many things that Tari said not to do in the works. I'm not only trying God. I'm Zeres for Yisrael. So the Gemara asked those questions. The Gemara brings Sukkim to show that there are exceptions. Yes?
Another case, but I don't know if it's father's wife, not his mother, father's wife, mother. Father's wife's mother.
Wait, let's see what the Gemara goes through. I'm not going to start making it more complicated than it is. Let's see the Gemara's relatives first. The Gemara is going to deal with all kinds of relatives, so we'll see the end whether it's included or not. Next one. And these are the last two. Kalas B'nai V'Kalas B'tai. These are the last two. His son's daughter-in-law and his daughter's daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law is a deraisa. How about his son's daughter-in-law? His son's daughter is a deraisa. It's his granddaughter. This is his son's son's wife. Not mentioned in the Torah. His daughter's son wife. Not mentioned in the Torah. To protect the issur of daughter-in-law, they said son's daughter-in-law and daughter's daughter-in-law are also us. That was the other two that they added. What?
to the deraisa.
Of his daughter-in-law, right. Kalas benai, gaza mishum kalatai. Kalas bita in the fire's time, and the kamung zayr mishum kalas benai. People get confused between, really they would only ask for his son's daughter-in-law. Because his daughter's daughter-in-law is more removed. But they felt, once you get involved with granddaughters-in-law, so it's one thing, so they made one issue. Okay. So these are the eight shniyas that we have in this set. To review them quickly, mother's mother, father's mother, grandfather's wife, father's wife, mother's father's wife, father's maternal brother's wife, mother's paternal brother's wife, son's daughter-in-law, daughter's daughter-in-law. Those are the eight shniyas that we added.
Rabbi?
Father's maternal. Yes, Arby.
Well, just back to the very basic thing you mentioned a couple minutes ago. When they were doing this extra generation, just to make just to guard, this extra generation of going into the either the grandchild's spouses or the grandparents' spouses, what was the concern that the name mother or father is in there, or the name son or daughter is in there, and therefore it's just easy for people to not be able to discern the difference in an entire generation?
Yeah, I had difficulty with this myself. Rashi makes it sound, I mean, this is what the Gemara makes it sound, that people would be lax with the issue of their own daughter-in-law. And to drive home the point of the severity of daughter-in-law, they said, even a son's daughter-in-law is usher. Even a daughter's daughter-in-law is usher. That's to drive the point home. Stay away from your own daughter-in-law because you can't even marry your son's daughter-in-law. It's to enhance a guard that people shouldn't be loose with arayas. A person shouldn't live with their mother. By adding, saying that you can't even live with a grandmother, it reinforces the prohibition of mother. The idea of shniyas is to expand the layer to reinforce the biblical ones. Because the fact that they added more shows people the severity of relatives. That's what I think, this is how I understood it. That people might be loose with certain arayas, like a father's paternal brother's wife. So in order to protect it, they said, all father's brother's wives. And that way people will say, okay, this is like a severe thing. That's the way I understand it.
I hear, and I hate to overlay current cultural norms on those times. Maybe in those times it was generations were more tightly packed together. There was much less of an age difference. Maybe it was more common for an older guy to marry a younger person. I'm not sure. It just seems to me that there is a instinctive repulsion against incest, and that would kind of take care of things in the next generation. And I just, it's just hard for me to imagine that people would need guarding an extra generation. But
I don't have a good answer for you. You might be right that people lived much tighter together because families didn't move. People never moved. They lived in the same location and their kids lived right next door or right with them. And it kept on going that way.
I actually meant in years, not in geography. I mean, a generation could be 15 years apart.
Again, I'm just taking what the Gemara says. I told you myself I had difficulty with this. But that's what the Gemara seems to say.
All
right. That's the Gemara Baiter. This is the Baiter. We're still in the middle of the Baiter. Umutar Adam, the Ashes Chamav. A person is not allowed to marry the mother-in-law, but he can marry his father-in-law's other wife. That was not banned as a shniya. They never did that. So a person marries a woman, he cannot marry her mother. But he can marry his father-in-law's other wife if his father-in-law decides to divorce her. Or his father-in-law dies. Even though she was once his father-in-law's wife, but she's not his mother-in-law. So therefore it's mutter. They did not ban that. Ube'eshes chargoy. He can marry his stepson's wife. Meaning, he's not allowed to marry his wife's daughter. That's an erva, ishobito. But his wife's stepson's wife, he's allowed to marry. So if a person marries a woman who has a son, not his own son, somebody else's son, his wife's son, who's married, and then his stepson decides to divorce the woman, he can marry that woman. Not viewed, they didn't answer that. Even though a wife's daughter is biblical, they did not answer a wife's stepson's wife. They didn't answer that. The Chor Goy Mutter Be'ishtai, his stepson can marry his wife, meaning his stepson can marry another wife of his. His stepson, because it's really, if you think about it, his wife is his, is the stepson's mother's husband's other wife, which is mother. Ubebitai, a stepson can marry his daughter. Step siblings can get married.
Really?
They do all the time. Right? It happens all the time. Reuven has a son from a previous marriage, and Leah has a daughter from a previous marriage, and Reuven and Leah get married, and the kids get married. It's not uncommon, that's for sure. What? I know many cases like that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Brady Bunch. What are you saying? What are you saying?
The Aishas Chargai, a marriage life, the stepson's wife can say to him, Ani mutaref lach, ubiti asura lach. I can marry you. My daughter can't. Because a person cannot marry a woman and his granddaughter. The stepson's daughter is the woman's granddaughter. So she can say, look, it's so interesting that I'm allowed to marry you, but my daughter can't.
Well, the daughter came from blood?
No. Again, Isha Bito. Person can't marry a woman and her granddaughter, even though it's no relation to him. The Torah answers, Isha Ubita Obasbita. You can't marry a woman and then marry her daughter or her granddaughter. So granddaughter is a deraisa. So the stepson's wife tells her her husband's stepfather, so interesting, I'm allowed to marry you, but my daughter can't. Just an interesting circumstance. Am I clear?
Stepson.
Yes, a person's not allowed to marry a woman and her granddaughter.
Right, because it's his wife's daughter.
No, it's his wife's granddaughter. Not related to him.
Okay, this means from a different father. Okay.
So here is his wife has a son who has a daughter. She's not allowed to marry that daughter. It's his wife's granddaughter.
Right.
But his wife's son's wife, he can marry.
That gave birth to that daughter.
The one that gave birth to that daughter. That's his granddaughter. She is his wife's son's wife that he can marry. So this woman tells her husband's stepfather, it's interesting that I'm permitted to you, but my daughter is not. You would think that I'm more ushered than my daughter is. I'm not.
I'm not blood from your wife.
I'm not blood from your wife. Exactly. I'm not biological from your wife. Correct. Rashi. Zuck Rashi. Kalas beat. We did it. Chargoy ben Ishtoi. What the bagas chargoy? The common parak had the right to. But bas bina by my turn of about nishnias. Like why is that listed here? That's biblical. Like we say a thing. Oh, I'm mutter. My daughter's us. It makes it sound like my daughter's us rabbinically. It's not true. My daughter's us biblically. Dr. Gemara. Bas chargoy. See, I don't know if I read that line. But also bas chargoy. I don't know if I said that. Makes it sound that that's one of the rabbinic things. That's biblical. Why is it in this braisa? The Gemara, the pasuk says clearly, cannot marry a woman's granddaughter, a wife's granddaughter. That's the Gemara, you're right. Really, this doesn't belong here. But since the braisa wanted to tell you the cute thing, that the stepson's wife can say to her husband's stepfather, isn't it interesting that I'm permissible to you and my daughter is not? So since it wanted to say that, it mentioned that the daughter is Aser, but it's really biblical. I'm permissible to you. And my daughter is Aser. They didn't expand the Aser to me. So it listed it in the list. But really, Bat Chorgei is biblical. Your stepson's daughter is your wife's granddaughter. That's Aser, biblically. The reason it's mentioned is because it's a cute thing that the stepson's wife can say to him, isn't it interesting that my daughter is biblically prohibited and they didn't prohibit me? They let me marry you. Now the Gemara is going to ask later on, why did they? Why didn't they expand this? So the Gemara is going to say an interesting thing. Whenever there's a double marriage involved, they didn't aser. Let me try to explain. A stepson's wife took two marriages to get to him. He had to marry his wife, and the stepson had to marry his wife. There's a double marriage here. To get to her, to consider it any kind of relationship, we've required two marriages. He had to marry his wife, who happened to have a stepson. And then the stepson had to marry his wife. So the stepson's wife took two marriages for him to have any connection to her. Shnias only were asered when there's one marriage involved, not when there are two marriages involved. If you notice, every shnia is either biological or one marriage. Father's maternal brother's wife. Father's brother is not a marriage. There's only one marriage. They didn't aser shnias when it took two marriages to get there. I hope I explained myself. So therefore, a son's daughter-in-law is one marriage. Your son is your biological relative. His son is a biological relative. One marriage took place. The grandson's wife. So they asered that because of shnia. For a stepson's wife, that would have taken a double marriage. He has to marry a woman who has a son, and that son has to marry another woman. So there's two marriages involved to set up any kind of relationship. They didn't aser shnia when there's a double marriage to get there. Okay. That's the rule.
So I asked the question earlier, and I don't know if this is one marriage, but when they talk about
Chorgei,
they would go down. Why doesn't Chorgei go like step? Okay, stepmother's mother. Why isn't that? That's not two marriages there. That mother's mother. We said mother's mother, we said, is Shnia. Here's a marriage, and then there's a layer higher. So she's.
His father's wife's mother.
His father's wife's mother.
Right, that's what it is. It's his father's wife's mother.
Right.
That's only one marriage. So why didn't they take it there? I don't know the answer.
Because it is a step higher because of the grandmother part of it. Right, grandmothers are not the Raisa. But then you have the step part of it. So that's why.
I don't know.
What happens if, let's say, it's only through marriage they have this shnia thing, okay? But if they get divorced, it's still the same. Is an iser on the group?
Yes.
Is it the same?
Same thing like every other erva. It doesn't go off by divorce. Correct. The person's grandfather's wife, even if he divorces her, it's still his grandfather's wife.
No, I thought maybe they did this only.
Well, anyway, but his grandfather's, it makes no difference, death or divorce. The only relative that gets affected by death is the wife's sister. Or an HSS. Comes permissible if her husband dies. She's not an HSS.
Or evil.
Zantik Marabaita. Ihaki, HSS come of Nami Tema. Anim uteres lach, ubiti asura lach, dehava chais ishtai. Why can't we have another cute one? His father-in-law's wife should say to him, isn't it interesting? It's his father-in-law's wife. It's not his mother-in-law. with his father-in-law's wife. I can marry you, but my daughter, who's your wife's sister, can't marry you. Let's set it up. Exactly. Let's set it up. Let's say Yaakov married Leah. Right. And I have to have relatives that work that I can have names. Let's see what would be a good case. Exactly. But a guy's father-in-law married a second wife, had a daughter from him. That daughter is your wife's half-sister. That lady is your father-in-law's wife. She's not related. She's not your mother-in-law. She's your father-in-law's second wife. You can't marry her daughter because it's your wife's half-sister. It's a chais ishtai. But you can marry her because she's your father-in-law's wife, and that's mutter.
If he dies or divorces her.
Again, the guy has a father-in-law. He's not allowed to marry his mother-in-law. That's biblical. His father-in-law married a second wife, had a daughter. That daughter is a half-sister to this person's wife. It's a biblical issue. Yeah, it's a chais ishtai. Half-sister. What? They share one mother. So now that woman is your wife's half-sister.
They share a father.
They share a father. Correct. I apologize. You're right. They share a father. It's a half-sister. That woman is not a mother-in-law. It's a father-in-law's wife. She's mutter. So she can say to her husband's son-in-law, isn't it interesting that I'm permissible to you and my daughter is not? No, it's not two marriages.
Well, you gotta marry your wife.
Right, that's true. It is two marriages. That's why she's permissible. You're right. Exactly. But the Gemara is looking for cute statements. Why doesn't it say that one? Does the Gemara become secular? I love secular. Because a wife's sister is only us as long as the wife is alive. If the wife were to pass away, the wife's sister becomes mutter. Whereas the granddaughter, the case before, would always be us. So therefore it didn't say that cute thing, because that cute thing is not a permanent thing. This woman cannot say, my daughter is always us to you, because that woman's daughter can become mutter to him in case his wife dies. So therefore the bride didn't want to tell you the cute thing, because it's not a definite.
But it's not a definite cute.
So therefore it left it out. Rashi. Hapsikalei, baschor galoi lemasur alai. His stepson's daughter will always be usher. It's his wife's granddaughter. Halapsikalei, bas eshes chamav. His father-in-law's wife's daughter, hasur alai b'shanachais isha, who's his wife's sister. Hayu l'acha mitzis ishte muteris alai. Since after his wife dies, it's mutter, lapsikalei, it is not straight. So we have our eight shnias so far. We're now going to discuss these eight shnias. And then we will go to more shniyas. So these are the eight ones. I guess a person has to have a family tree here. I hope art school has good pictures for this, because it's hard for me to... A picture speaks a thousand words. Dr. Gemara Veit. Amar Rav. Arba Nashim Yeshla of Hefsek. You know, these shniyas, we added one generation. How about more than that? How about a mother's mother's mother? And a mother's 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 mother. When they added Aim Imai, was it one? Or was it straight up? When they answered Aim Aviv, was it one? How about grandfather's mother? How about great-grandfather's mother? How far up do these things go? When they answered Kalas Benai, your son-in-law, your son's daughter-in-law, how about your grandson's daughter-in-law? How about your great-grandson's daughter-in-law? How far did these things go? Is it one layer? Or is it from then and up? It's, they just said mother's mother, but they meant and straight up. Now, Harvey will point out highly unlikely a guy would want to marry his great-grandmother because they're probably a little bit different in age. But it's a good question. But the question is, did they answer it or not? I don't have a practical, you know, I mean, as close in age as they are, it's three generations. It's great-grandmother. So the woman has to be at least 12 to have a child. So there has to be at least a 36-year difference.
Yeah, but she was mature.
What?
She's mature.
Again, a woman has a child, she's 12. That child has another child when she's 12, that makes that woman 24. That child has another child when she's 12, it's at least 36. There has to be at least a 36-year difference between a person and their grandmother, and their great-grandmother.
She was
rich. Yeah, she might be rich, exactly. So again, Amarav, Arbenashim Yeshlan Hefzik, four of the eight, or only them, and it doesn't go up another generation or down another generation. And four of them go straight up. Out of the eight we mentioned, four are specific, and four means them plus keep on going. But not at Rav B'yadei Klai. However, Rav only knew three of the four that he knew, his Rebbe taught him, that four of the eight don't go up. He himself only figured out three that don't go up. He couldn't figure out the fourth. Which three did he figure out don't go up? Eishes Achiyahem Minav, a mother's paternal brother is only a mother's paternal brother, not a mother's paternal brother's wife, right? So that doesn't go up. Meaning, it doesn't go to the mother's brother's wife. It doesn't go up. It's the mother's brother's wife. It's not a mother's brother's wife. It doesn't move up a generation. V'eishes achiyav minayim. And the same thing is true, a father's brother's wife, maternal, which is a shnia, doesn't go up to a father's brother's wife. Doesn't move up a generation. It's only that generation. And the third one, he said, doesn't go up, is the kalatzai. Now the Gemara is going to say, it means to say, the Gemara is going to ask, kalatzai is a deraisa. What do you mean kalatzai doesn't go on? The Gemara is going to say that Kalas Bitai doesn't go on. A granddaughter's, his daughter's daughter's daughter-in-law is not Usher. We don't go that far. Right? So again, three of them he knows. Three of them are only that woman, not a generation higher. And that is the two uncle's wives. His mother's paternal brother's wife, his father's maternal brother's wife, only is that generation. It will not go up to a mother's father's brother's wife or to a father's brother's wife. We don't go that far. Or a father's mother's brother's wife. We don't go up another generation. Only that generation. And Kalasa, which the Gemara will question because Kalasa is a deraisa, so the Gemara will have to explain that one. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
Why would you think it goes up on Zofarola? I'll give you an example, okay? Let's say, for example, there's a, I always think this example, there's a electrical place you can't get near, you know what I mean? Well, you know where there are all these wires and stuff, so you probably put a sign 5 feet away that says, don't get near this, right? So you might go to the next 10 feet away, but you say, don't get near it. We had to put one in Akron for Wycliffe to not to go there, you know what I'm saying?
I don't have a good answer. Because again, my problem is, Harvey articulated it. You know, this is like a very huge, there's an age gap, generation gap, and we're answering extra generations, and you're asking why add it on.
But it didn't say, he said, this is the Isser, right? The
Rebbe said
this is it.
So Rob is telling you that four of them go all the way up. This is the Isser. So when they answered it straight up. Rav is defining the Braisa. He said when the Rabbanan said, Ami Moyez Aser, They meant Amy Marian, Amy Marian, Amy Marian, Amy Marian, Amy Marian.
Oh, I thought he's adding to it.
No, he's not. He's defining.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Rashi. Dunk Rashi, Dalad Narsim Shnias Yeshlem Heftik. So Lamala Mehem Lamata Mehem Mutter. Above and under is Mutter. Abla Acheres, the other one, again, Amy Moy, mother's mother, Amy Heftik. So Lamala Mehem Atsoiv Kaladiris Avinam Shnia. His mother's mother is a shnia, his mother's grandmother is a shnia, his mother's great grandmother is a shnia, all the way back. The chain aches have the others. Right? We answered his father's grandfather's wife. That was one of the ones we answered. That was the second one, right? So the aim of the others. The mailam hem adla oilam usr. Can aches have the others? The aim of the others. So Rashi mentions three. And he tells you it goes all the way up. So three go. Five, four go all the way up, four don't. Rob only knows three that don't. He doesn't know which one is the fourth that doesn't. Yes?
When you make a tikkun like this, it goes all the way up. It comes out that you could have people that were married that are now also the rabbanim to be married to each other, even though they're already gone.
Why? How? You never have this. I mean, theoretically, when Rabbanan asked Shnia, and 100 years earlier somebody had married his great-grandmother, so now it ends up retroactively. It's not retroactive. Rabbanans aren't retroactive. And it doesn't affect anything anyway because Shnia has no impact on the children. So, it's nothing. I mean, it's meaningless. You're right. Theoretically, you're right. When they asked marrying a father's maternal brother's wife, 50 years ago, somebody might have married his father's maternal brother's wife. So he did. It wasn't after that. So he did. No impact on the children, and it was perversely permissible, so he did. Hope the wedding was enjoyable. It's not after. The Nakid Rabbi Yadid Klas, Rufushe Klas, Mahana Chabor, Avrubiya Fahab Yadav. He didn't know which one was the fourth one. Abu Gemara Abu Gamad Arbeninu. He had a Messiah that there are four. Eishes Achiyahim and Av, he levad a Shnia. Abu Eishes Achiyahim, Imai, the wife of the grandmother's brother, Muteres. The Eishes Achiyahim and Av, levad a Shnia. So Krashi, Abu Eishes Achiyahim, the other Minayim, Muteres. But his grandfather's brother's wife is Mutter. The time of the Shaykhul of Erba Deraisa. Because there's no Erba Deraisa in their family. It's all through a marriage. Aba Aim Imoy, the Shaykhul of Erba Deraisa. But a grandmother, that's not marriage that makes it us. It's biological. But Imoy, the Aishas of the others, Yeshba Deraisa, Aishas of Deraisa. Again, Aishas of the others is a grandfather's wife. A father's wife is a Deraisa. So a grandfather's wife is more close to the Raisa. The aim of him, Nami, Abagav Lishaikh, Badair Erbat the Raisa, Ain Lo Hefsim. Even though a father's mother never has an Erbat the Raisa, but still they asked it, Basura, aim of him, the Michlub of aim, because it's both grandmothers. So they asked the grandmothers, they asked it straight up. The Kalosai, Yashlo Hefsik, Kamapara Kechikash, Kalosai Badishni, his wife Kalosai Rista, or the Raisa, his daughter was the Raisa. Umataret, Kala's Bitai.
Hello?
I lost him.
Bitzchak? Who's still online?
It's almost 10 to 7. He must have accidentally terminated the recording.
You should say recording has stopped.
I know. It sounded, I heard a click, and it sounded like he probably accidentally disconnected.
Okay. Where are you? You're at home? Harvey?